from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Forest biomass is the main target of a funding announcement in Timmins today by Associate Provincial Forestry Minister Kevin Holland. Biomass is the unused portion of wood that's often left in the forest, including sawdust and wood chips. A program launched in 2023 has granted more than $30 million to about 40 projects, including the $11.3 million for five projects in the Northeast this time around.
Under this strategy, developed in partnership with the forest industry, municipalities, and Indigenous communities, our ministry aims to promote stewardship and responsibility, put more wood to work, improve cost competitiveness, and foster innovation, markets, and talent.
The recipients and what they'll do with the money are listed on MyTimmonsNow.com. The province is tripling the total amount of loan guarantees through its Indigenous Opportunities Financing Program to $3 billion. It's also expanding eligibility beyond the electricity sector to include projects in mining and critical minerals, pipelines, and others to support Ontario's growth. Minister of Indigenous Affairs Greg Rickford says the investments prepare the next generation for careers both on and underground and ensures Indigenous communities are key partners in the future of Ontario's fully integrated critical mineral supply chain. Other investments include $10 million over 3 years for new scholarship opportunities for First Nations students interested in resource development careers. Even though the Frederick House River Bridge at Hoyle is fully operating, we're in for another summer of traffic rerouting in the area. City Hall says beginning Monday, two culverts on Moose Creek will be replaced by one. The job is expected to last until the end of August. That's about a kilometer east of the Frederick House Lake Road intersection with Kerrigan Road. Detours will be in place for the duration of the project. The Timmins Multicultural Society has its annual ethnic festival this weekend. Society President and Festival Chair Marnie LaPierre says on Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock at the museum, six groups will present cultural connections, talking about their traditions and integration into Canada. The big show is Sunday between 12:30 and 4 at the MAC, with some 40 ethnic groups participating. LaPierre says the footprint is larger this year.
Groups that had amalgamated before are now hosting their own tables. So, for example, the continent of Africa, they've got three tables set up this year, and Latin America has two, where they're kind of combining with a couple of the countries together.
Ethnic food will be available at 22 of the booths, which have at least two dishes each.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.